"It doesn't matter," Harry muttered to Mr. Weasley. "Honestly, I don't care." Mr. Weasley did not remove his hand from Harry's shoulder. "You aren't going to see your nephew till next summer," he said to Uncle Vernon in mild indignation. "Surely you're going to say goodbye?" Uncle Vernon's face worked furiously. The idea of being taught consideration by a man who had just blasted away half his living room wall seemed to be causing him intense suffering. But Mr. Weasley's wand was still in his hand, and Uncle Vernon's tiny eyes darted to it once before he said, very resentfully, "Goodbye, then." "See you," said Harry, putting one foot forward into the green flames, which felt pleasantly like warm breath. At that moment, however, a horrible gagging sound erupted behind him, and Aunt Petunia started to scream. Harry wheeled around. Dudley was no longer standing behind his parents. He was kneeling beside the coffee table, and he was gagging and sputtering on a foot-long, purple, slimy thing that was protruding from his mouth. One bewildered second later, Harry realized that the foot-long thing was Dudley's tongue, and that a brightly coloured toffee wrapper lay on the floor before him. Aunt Petunia hurled herself onto the ground beside Dudley, seized the end of his swollen tongue, and attempted to wrench it out of his mouth. Unsurprisingly, Dudley yelled and sputtered worse than ever, trying to fight her off. Uncle Vernon was bellowing and waving his arms around, and Mr. Weasley had to shout to make himself heard. "Not to worry, I can sort him out," he yelled, advancing on Dudley with his wand outstretched. But Aunt Petunia screamed worse than ever and threw herself on top of Dudley, shielding him from Mr. Weasley. "No, really," said Mr. Weasley desperately. "It's a simple process. It was the toffee. My son Fred, real practical joker, but it's only an engorgement charm. At least, I think it is. Please, I can correct it." But far from being reassured, the Dursleys became more panic-stricken. Aunt Petunia was sobbing hysterically, tugging Dudley's tongue as though determined to rip it out. Dudley appeared to be suffocating under the combined pressure of his mother and his tongue, and Uncle Vernon, who had lost control completely, seized a china figure from on top of the sideboard and threw it very hard at Mr. Weasley, who ducked, causing the ornament to shatter in the blasted fireplace. "Now, really," said Mr. Weasley, angrily brandishing his wand. "I'm trying to help!" Bellowing like a wounded hippo, Uncle Vernon snatched up another ornament. "Harry, go! Just go!" Mr. Weasley shouted, his wand on Uncle Vernon. "I'll sort this out." Harry didn't want to miss the fun, but Uncle Vernon's second ornament narrowly missed his left ear, and, on balance, he thought it best to leave the situation to Mr. Weasley. He stepped into the fire, looking over his shoulder, as he said, "the burrow." His last fleeting glimpse of the living room was of Mr. Weasley blasting a third ornament out of Uncle Vernon's hand with his wand, Aunt Petunia screaming and lying on top of Dudley, and Dudley's tongue lolling around like a great slimy python. But the next moment, Harry had begun to spin very fast, and the Dursleys' living room was whipped out of sight in a rush of emerald green flames.